This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وموالاه رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد My dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On behalf of Anwar Hufa, I would like to welcome you all again to this great occasion, to the lead up of the nikah, which is tomorrow, alhamdulillah. And as you all know, today is the Mehndi night, and this is actually exclusively for women only. So it is requested, inshallah, that after this talk, we're going to pray, Maghrib pray, inshallah. After Maghrib, we're going to have our dinner. And straight after dinner, we'll make our way to Rustam Mama's house, inshallah. So we're going to make our way there so the women can have their privacy, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, yesterday, we talked about the rights of women, parts of the rights of women. Today, it is very important to also talk about the rights of parents and the rights of the in-laws. And I'm sure that this is something that is also misunderstood by a lot of us, a lot of the Muslims today, especially that are coming from the Hindu cultural background. And I'm sure that this is very beneficial, especially to our youth, inshallah, who will be married very, very soon. So it is a good information for them to understand and learn, and also for parents who have children who will later on be parents or in-laws in the future, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And this is one of the most famous ayat in the Qur'an, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He joins the obedience of parents with the obedience of Allah. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joins the obedience towards parents to the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. That first and foremost, the obedience is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is number one. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And that you, all of us Muslims, be dutiful to our parents. When do we need to especially be dutiful to our parents? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in the next verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if one of them, one of your parents, or if both of your parents attain old age, when they become frail, when they need you, when they need your support, then do not at that moment, do not even say words of any disrespect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word uff. Even that is haram. Even that is not allowed by Sharia. If your parents need your help, need your support, you need to be there as a support and as a guide for them. That is our duty. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And speak to them words of kindness, words of respect, words that make them smile when they see you. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. And lower your wings of mercy towards them. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a specific dua, a specific dua to always ask our parents. That is, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَرَبِّ رُحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, forgive me, forgive my parents. And Allah, have mercy on my parents because they had mercy on me when I was young, when I was little. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully describes about the obedience of parents here. And we all know from many, many ahadith about the importance of respecting and obeying our parents. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many ahadith has mentioned, one of the hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, There was a Sahaba who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, "Ya Rasulullah, what is the best deed? The best deed that a man or a Muslim can do?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As-salatu fi waqtiha." To pray the salah in its time. And then the Sahaba said, "Thumma madha?" And what else after that? The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Birrul walidain." The second thing is ta'a to the parents, obedience towards the parents. So, in the general sense, all of us need to understand the importance or the level, the elevation of parents in Islam. Now let's get into the specifics. Let's get into the specific where a man and a woman just got married. Now what is their rights, or what is a parent's right, and what is the in-law's rights? Now it comes to the point where there needs to be, or especially the husband, the newlywed, he needs to draw a line where obedience towards parents are and how to make your wife happy. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayrukum khayrukum linisa'ihim," that the best of you are those who are best to their wives. But also Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Birrul walidain," that you need to be dutiful to your parents. So how do you lay the balance? How do you lay the balance? Because there can be conflicts in the future. This is a point where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left it to every individual to sort that matter out with himself and his spouse and his parents. He should know where to draw the line. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many places in the Quran, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many places in the Quran mentions the rights to the parents. Does that change for a man after he is married? Does that change for a man? The answer is no. It does not change for a man. The rights of the parents is still there. The obedience to the parents is still there. Therefore, whenever the parents need their help and support, the son should be there to support them and help them in any way possible, in any means. If they need financial help, the son is able to help them financially, they should be there to help them. But what if your wife, or anyone generally, your wife tells you, "No, don't give money to them." Or she says, "No, don't go and visit them. Don't visit them for no valid reason." What can be a valid reason? A valid reason could be that you spend a whole day, every weekend, every holidays at your parents' house, but you don't even spend a moment with your wife. That is a valid reason where you can negotiate with your wife. You shouldn't put her down on that issue. But if she has no valid reason, just because she doesn't like your mother or your father, should you listen to her in that regard? Obviously not. It's best to even leave that type of woman, because that woman will destroy you, your family, your whole household. A Muslim woman is a woman that understands after marriage that her in-laws is still the husband's parents. And it is every right that the man should look after the parents. So the parents does not, or the rights to the parents from the son does not change. What about the daughter-in-law to the parents of the husband? Or the parents-in-law for the wife? Now, there is no hadith, there is no ayah in the Quran, there is no, sahabas have not mentioned it, because there was no example at the time of the sahabas that a woman must respect or must obey her in-laws. This, if she does it out of her own will or out of obeying or obedience towards her husband, her status is elevated in Islam. Her status is elevated in Islam. If her husband tells her, "Please, you know, listen to my parents, whatever they tell you," and if she does that on her own regard, even though Islamically there's no evidence whatsoever, but if she does it on her own regard, then her status is elevated. But the question here is she obliged? Is she obligated to listen to her in-laws in that regard? Let me ask you another question. Another question is, if the husband tells the wife that you have to listen to whatever my brother tells you to do when I'm not here, or you have to listen to whatever my sister tells you to do, or you have to listen to what my neighbor tells you to do, does that make any sense? Does that make any sense? It doesn't make any sense. Because the obedience to the husband is that whatever the husband tells in the household, whatever the rights are to the woman should be fulfilled. That is what the husband can order. The husband can ask his wife to obey or obey. Obviously, respect is there. Obey the parents. Then she, from her own will, and her status will be elevated in Islam. She will be rewarded, and her status will increase so much in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the obedience to the husband is great. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and our sisters, make sure you understand this inshaAllah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the obedient wife is the one who obeys her husband, and if she passes away, and her husband is happy with her, she enters Jannah. Straight away, she enters Jannah. But the men should understand and realize that women are frail. So we should not pressure them in doing the things beyond her means. Now let's go to the husband's in-laws. The husband's in-laws, which is the parents of the wife. The parents of the wife, what is the rights towards them to the son-in-law? The son-in-law should respect them and treat them like what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith. Whoever does not show kindness to youngsters and does not respect their elders are not from my nation, are not from me. Therefore, we should treat our in-laws the best way possible. If they need help, help them out, like you would help any other elderly person. This is our duty as Muslims. Islam does not say that you need to treat your in-laws like your parents. It does not say that. But what about the wife towards her parents after marriage? That is when the status changes. Yes, birrul walidain is there after ta'atullah. After Allah, it's the obedience of parents. But when a woman gets married from the ijma' of the sahabas, the consensus of the sahabas, they say that their husband becomes in between the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the parents. Therefore, the husband's obedience elevates higher than the parents. Does everyone understand that? Therefore, the wife obeys her husband more than she has to obey her parents. Even if the wife wants to visit her parents, can her husband stop her? Give me an answer, yes or no? Can her husband stop her from visiting her parents? The husband can stop her. The husband is allowed to stop her. But the condition is, give a valid reason. There has to be a valid reason. If you don't have a valid reason, all you're doing is breaking the ties of kinship. And breaking the ties of kinship in Islam is absolutely haram in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what if you know that the mother or the father of your wife, all they do is gossip. All they do is spread evil in the heart of your wife. And you know this, by Sharia, you can't lie to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know this. Are you allowed to stop her? Yes, you are. Because that is a valid Islamic reason. But you cannot stop her for a very long time. That is something you can't do. Because in Sharia, if your wife's parents are non-Muslims, if your wife's parents are non-Muslims, you still can't stop them. But you can have a limit. You can have a limit. Likewise, them visiting you or your house, same rule applies. The wife needs to ask permission from her husband. Because the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that, the Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran, what I mentioned earlier, that the wife needs to look after the husband's household in her absence. And that commentary on this ayah is, she is not allowed to let anyone in without her husband's permission. Therefore, if her parents want to visit, she needs to get her husband's permission. So the rights of parents, the rights of in-laws should be clear now, inshaAllah ta'ala. And we, as Muslims, we need to know that after marriage, you, as men, are taking a new woman into your life. And your mother, obviously, will be a little bit jealous. Because all this time, your mother was taking care of you. All this time, your mother was feeding you. All this time, your mother bought you clothes. All this time, your mother was there. And now that you have taken another woman into your life, she will be jealous. And that is something that women have in their hearts. And not just that, your wife will also be jealous. Because you might like the food that your mom cooks better than what your wife does. But you should not mention that. Otherwise there will be a lot of problems in the household. That is why the husband has been given that authority. The authority in the house to draw a line. A woman, naturally, created by Allah. This is not from my words, this is created by Allah. Women naturally are not able to be in authority or be able to draw a line between what is right, what is wrong, what can create conflict, what can't create conflict. That's why this authority has been given to the men. And us men need to follow the Sharia strictly in order to avoid any problems in the future, inshaAllah ta'ala. And I'm sure, as Muslims living here in Australia, we have learnt a lot. We have learnt a lot in Islam. We are learning every single day about the rights. And I urge the youngsters, inshaAllah ta'ala, who are getting married very, very soon, to know the rights of your parents, and the rights of your wife, and your own rights. Likewise, the parents who are embarking on a journey where their child is about to get married. Make sure you understand what is the rights of your son or your daughter or your son-in-law or your daughter-in-law, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us increase our knowledge in the married life in Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us understand the rights of parents and the in-laws, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and help us to avoid any future problems, any problems that could happen within the family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us go through if there are any problems within the family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless, inshaAllah, the newlyweds tomorrow and make them live a peaceful and happy life, inshaAllah ta'ala. Wa jazakum Allahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Boys, stand up. Drop your
Allah, 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 Allah
Shakam bi salam, shakam bi salam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.